Hello, everybody, and welcome to the end of 2020 as we approach our last celebration of 2020. We are here together as a community of pandemic across the world, and I want to do a final podcast this year to celebrate all the new things we gained in a very difficult time in our lives. It's easy to see what was taken away, and it's easy to be lost in what we have right now. But today is a day to celebrate everything you gained, all the milestones you've made, and all the successes that came as a result of COVID-19. So I am Tara Rudy, your host at Shift Your Life Design, and I believe that if you shift your mind, you can shift your life. Today we are going to celebrate the things that came in a way that brings you home again for the new year to come, and to make 2021 the best you can with whatever comes our way. We know the pandemic has changed each and every one of us. Our lives look different today than they did in March when this all became. My hunch is that it's been here way before March, but the world had to make some sustainable changes to help move us all safely through a very difficult medical condition that's coming through in a way that we don't understand. So if you're a naysayer, that's okay. If you feel angry, that's okay. If you feel proud, that is amazing, because I feel proud. I feel like I've gained mentally, emotionally, and physically from all the difficult stressors that came. As a nurse in this industry right now, my life is different. My patients, they needed support, kindness, empathy, understanding, and a team to keep everybody around them that they love safe. So you should celebrate that as a way to end 2020. I know I am. Christmas is going to be hard, but we have to remember that our job right now is to keep every one of us safe and to do our best in keeping everybody smiling through these tough times, and to find new ways to celebrate with family. My heart is sad not knowing how to spend Christmas without my loved ones, my mom, my mother-in-law, my brother, my in-laws, my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, my nieces and nephews. They're all there, and they're all doing their best too. And I believe that we have to stay apart to be together in our new year. I know for me, COVID-19 has been a emotional, mental journey, mostly. I've learned to let go of fear and judgment, and to try to be more compassionate with my family and my friends, and to give to them fills me inside, and to do things for them creates a positive energy within me. And this year isn't about the gifts under the tree. It is about the people that are standing beside you, supporting you, laughing with you, smiling, and those that are bringing peace to you and harmony through these difficult moments in time. I have taken a walk alone this morning, and I was inspired by the silence to bring a little light for each of you again to end 2020 and to have you look at all the things you have mastered in your plan this year and all the things you're working to continue to master and grow from, and all the things you had to try in this time. Because I know there's millions of different things that we all had to do that felt different and courageous. So celebrate those difficult moments today with passion and with compassion, because we are here as a unit, a world that's come together to work on one plan, and that's to keep us all safe. And for those affected by COVID, my heart is with you all, your family, your friends, your loved ones. COVID's within us all and it's super close. And so to be safe, do your part, what you can. Try to make somebody else's day by letting them in. Maybe a live video, maybe a simple car drop off, maybe a ding dong ditch at somebody's home this week to brighten their smile, their lives, and to bring hope back in. So this isn't supposed to be an Oprah show, so I'm not going to carry on with that. What I am going to do is tell you about my experience this morning in the bush with a set of snowshoes that I received 3 years ago. They brought joy to me today, and how difficult of an experience I had. Despite all of that, I succeeded 45 minutes through thick bush and bristle to get to here. And I want to celebrate the pride I have for myself in doing that for me this year. I'm going to encourage each of you to look deeper within you and to analyze when you quit and remind yourself in those moments of fatigue, extreme tiredness, loneliness, despair, that you have 30% more to give. You can get through it and you can push your limits. And from there, that is where you will grow. Mentally, emotionally, but physically. For me, I need to build strength again back into my life. I need to build fitness back. I had a knee injury a few years ago after running a fitness class, and I blew my knee, which changed my path. But it's also giving me back something that I needed in a way that I could share with each of you. The courage to be wherever you are in your fitness level and keep building upon that. I went for a skate with my family last night, and again, that's another milestone I've made in the last 2 months. But I'm practicing the crossovers on my weekend, and to somebody else, they have that strength. But for me, I need to rebuild myself to get back up and push through every limitation I've set for myself and keep believing that I can. I've seen some amazing people come through difficulty, and I am inspired by their journey through life. And I want to inspire each of you to find your mastery in what it is you want to accomplish for 2021 and to take it that extra 30% more this year. And believe in yourself. Believe in the system, believe in the process, that we are all going to build something amazing from 2020. And I believe I've started this year with my family, with my mind, being here and now, right now, outside. It's an amazing feeling standing in the cold, fresh air, sharing a podcast with each of you to take through, to celebrate Christmas. Wherever it brings you, make it for you. Make it special. Do new things. brighten someone else's day and take them along with you. Bring that happiness outside of you and share the reasons why we are here together and we are going to smile and we are going to watch our children celebrate Christmas in whatever way we can, in whatever comes our way. And we're going to try as a family, as a unit, as an individual to push past any I can'ts and see that we can get through. So I'm going to journey into 2021 with a new focus, and that is to work on me and continue working on my mental well-being. Take good care. Have a very Merry Christmas this year. And make it the memory that you know you can.